This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
So last week, there was a girl named Lauren who had decided it was time to profess her love to an old friend and in the process probably stop him from engaging, like getting engaged.
Yeah, because her really best, her old friend is a dude. And they never hooked up. They never even talked romance and all that stuff. So the guy is about to propose to his girlfriend.
Let's let her tell the story. I remember it like it was yesterday.
I have a very good friend. His name is Mitch.
Okay.
We've been friends since high school. We're best friends. It's never crossed into romantic territory, but you know, like we're so close. He's been there through like the toughest times in my life. Whenever he has good or bad news, I'm the first person he comes to. He has a girlfriend who, and they've been together for, you know, like 2.5 years. So whenever they fight, they're very happy, I think, sometimes. And then whenever they fight, he sort of tells me, I know. Okay, when I said very happy, I mean, they're happy sometimes. You know, okay. Couples are happy sometimes. And then now, basically, he's going to propose to her this weekend. Oh. Like, and I don't think that they should. I don't think that they should get engaged. He's taking her to the mountains for the long weekend. And I'm just like, should I go up there and stop it?
Okay. What are you talking about, Lauren? Like, you just put, like, 700 pounds of information on us. And
I know. I'm so sorry.
No, I mean, why haven't you done the romantic thing? If you're the first person he calls.
It just has never felt like the right. I guess I've just been like waiting for him to make the first move. And like, it's not, we just know each, I think we're soulmates. I know it.
And you're in love with him.
And I think he's
been in love with.
Yeah, and I just think he's making a mistake. And I've sort of subtly been like, maybe you don't want to get engaged with her. He bought this ring that, like, is the most beautiful ring that, like, I would love, you know?
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
And she was just bound and determined to go up and stop this no matter what we were going to say.
So let's say you do this and you interrupt their whole proposal. You're still hoping that he's going to look at you and go, oh, my God, you're right. This is destiny. There's still a chance that he doesn't want to be.
I know.
But now you've ruined his proposal, so now you're not friends.
Yeah, he
hates you.
You
didn't get the guy. You lost every, like.
But you're willing to, that's all, you're roll the dice. You're willing to gamble the friendship to try and get what you want. To make sure that that other girl doesn't get what she wants.
Uh-oh.
But it's not, I mean, it's not even that much about her. It's just, you know, if I had maybe taken a leap, like, I don't know, 3 years ago, you know, but I didn't.
So now that we've recapped everything that's gone on, Lauren, as promised, has come back to give us the update. Lauren?
Yay.
First things first.
Yep.
Where have you been? Did you stay here or did you go up?
I went up.
This is awesome.
No!
Yes.
You did, and you seem happy. Are you okay?
It is insane. So, Mitch heard me on the show.
Mitch heard you. He heard you Friday.
Heard me. Yes.
Oh no.
And he, it's like, okay. He heard me on the show, and then he broke up with Chloe, and he went up there, and he waited at the restaurant. For, to see if I was going to show up.
What? Shut.
And I can't.
Your mouth. He did not.
I didn't even think of that happening.
What?
And so I walk in and he's just sitting there by himself. And I'm like, oh, is she in the bathroom? And he was like, no, she's not here. And then you guys.
What?
He proposed to me.
Okay.
What? No! What? You've never slept with him. No! What?
Okay.
I'm sorry. You got to kick the tires, bro.
I'm with you.
What? What?
I mean, no. I have now.
Oh!
Ah, okay.
I guess he did still have the room. What? Wait, did he propose to you right then? Did you have dinner first? What? Wait, what? Wait.
No, it was like a crazy movie. It was so romantic and terrifying. And no, he just in the restaurant, he proposed to me.
So wait, I don't understand. So he loved you this whole time. How you clearly have talked like he was hiding feelings and you were hiding feelings. So you're both just like not telling each other, like you've just wasted all this time.
Kinda.
Yeah, we totally have.
But wait, no. So he proposed to you with that ring that he bought the.
Wow.
But you said it was a beautiful ring.
You did say it was pretty.
It's, it's basically the same. I mean, it is the kind of jewelry that I wear.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It is what I would want. And okay. It is exactly what I wanted.
And then so he said the same words to you, just inserted a different name.
No.
Okay. No.
Lauren, you're laughing about, wow,
I'm just going to say, this is the last thing I thought we would be talking about right
I never
now.
Saw this like, coming either.
You got,
I had no idea what was going to happen. I can't believe, I mean, I feel like I'm living in a dream right now.
Right. Cause it all fell into place for you. Everything you wanted. Can you ruin this?
No. I guess were the relations what you thought they'd be?
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
How it like? I mean, because you guys are friends. It's like
that's difficult.
It's weird.
It wasn't that weird. Is the thing? It wasn't. It was like perfect. It was perfect.
Okay.
I don't even.
Dang, this is all magical now. Everything that was.
Honestly, I'm super
good for
happy
you.
For you. So, can I just ask a question, an aside, and maybe you can answer, Lauren, but it's more like Steve, like, let's pretend you're Mitch.
Okay.
And you hear this woman who you have feelings for on the air thinking about stopping your proposal, and you're like, yippee. I'd just call her and go, oh my God, I have feelings too. Would you drive up to the mountain and sit alone at a restaurant? That's weird, right? Is that weird? That's weird to go there and sit by myself. And then to propose, I would be like, I have feelings for you too. Let's take this slowly. But just to like, he just jumped from zero. Like you guys went from zero to all.
Yes.
I mean, granted, your friend, like your best friends. So a lot of the stuff is, but it's just none of this.
It's a little, what I
would you go up there though, Steve?
If I loved Lauren enough, I guess so.
But if she chickened out, then you're just sitting at a restaurant by yourself looking weird.
A little bit, but that would be worth it to me if I loved Lauren enough. I would do that for her. And if she didn't show up, all right, just drive home by myself.
And then call Lauren, though.
And
say,
out
hey, yeah, I heard you on the air and I broke up with Chloe. And
right. But you know what? If I loved her enough, I would do that. I know.
Lauren, I have, seriously, the hair is standing up on my leg.
Right. Lauren, you win. You got everything you
got
wanted.
Everything.
It fell into place.
It did.
I cannot believe it.
Right?
It's like, this is not real.
You sound 100% happier than when we talked to you last week.
It's going to be so cool when you're getting married and Chloe bum rushes the altar.
I forgot.
No, I mean, clearly it's this. I mean, this is happily ever after. So
wow. It's destiny.
Density. Lauren, this has made our day.
Congratulations, Lauren.
I mean, I'm glad it worked out or else I'd be real embarrassed right now.
Yes.
There is that.
That's you. Okay. Thank you for keeping us updated. Invite us to the wedding.
Yes.
We'll
I did not see any of that coming.
I have the weirdest thing to say, and we don't do this kind of radio, but T-Hack, half of our two-headed monster, is telling us there's a woman named Chloe on the phone and she really wants to talk to us. She really wants to talk to Lauren, but I don't think we're going to do that. But we have someone named Chloe.
Like Chloe,
I mean, he's saying it's Chloe. We'll see if it's actually Chloe. Well, how about we talk to her off air and decide whether or not we want to put her on the air?
Okay.
So we may have the third wheel, which is no longer a wheel in the Lauren and Mitch saga.
Yeah.
It's Chloe, and we'll potentially be talking to her next. The Chloe is on the phone, and she would like to address the situation in some way. She wants to come on the air. I don't like this. I mean, you and I, we're not really fans of people like...
We're sure not going to be ambushed, because no. T-Hack and Aaron have been...
They've said it's really Chloe, and she just wants to get her 2 cents out. So, okay. Chloe?
Yai.
Yai.
How are you? What do you... I know you know... Obviously, you heard what's going on and stuff, and I know that Mitch broke up with you this weekend, so what is it that you need to say?
Yeah, well, I guess what I need to say is that, you know, I'm sure everyone's thinking what a beautiful love story between these two people, but, you know, I'm here too, and this is my life and my story too, and for right now, it's completely turned upside down.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, I was dating Mitch for 2.5 years. Like, he was my life, you know. I didn't think anything was wrong. And what really gets me is my daughter, Jade, loved Mitch. She still does. And
Yeah, that detail had been left out.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, we didn't know that you had a daughter, but that sucks.
Yeah, convenient. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, she loves Mitch, and she, you know, she kept saying things to me like, oh, I can't wait for Mitch to be my daddy, and she's devastated, and that's what gets me. She just keeps asking where he went, why he won't come back, and if he hates her now.
Oh, God.
Oh, it just guts me every single time.
Suddenly, this is not a victimless
crime.
It's
not. It's, yeah, I mean, we have this this rom-com over here, and then we have...
devastation over here.
But, I mean, I know you have really strong feelings, obviously, for Mitch, but, I mean, were you ever concerned about his friendship with Lauren? It seemed like they were obviously super close, and maybe that wasn't a concern for you this whole time?
Well... to be honest, I try not to be a jealous person. You know, so this isn't my first relationship. I know how jealousy can really get in the way. So, yeah, of course I noticed that they were close, but I just believed in what Mitch always said to me, and I believed in the love that I know we had for each other. So I honestly feel completely blindsided, and not only that, but, you know, it's on the radio.
Yeah.
So I have people that I know coming up to me, and now, you know, everyone pities me, and it's my dirty laundry is being aired for everyone to see.
Yeah.
And I don't, you know, I didn't do anything to deserve this. He just loved someone more. So it makes, you know, it made me look like I was in the way of some amazing love story. And meanwhile, my daughter and I are just left without someone that we spent years loving.
Can I ask, Chloe, was this something that you and Mitch discussed? Like, he's going to be the father of your daughter? Or is this something that maybe you just told your daughter,
or your daughter assumed.
I mean,
where?
Well, yeah, of course, little kids assume things, but I mean, he and I had talked about marriage. We had talked about the future.
Ugh.
He had made comments to her about how excited he was for her to grow up and, you know, for him to be there for her through her life. So,
okay.
That's,
this suddenly has gotten very brutal.
I mean, I don't know what to tell. I mean, do you feel better?
Are you mad at us? Because we
kind of discouraged her from going up there, and then she did it anyway. And I mean, Mitch,
I'm mostly just mad at Mitch. I don't know. I know you're just doing your job or whatever. But
okay.
I just want everyone to know that this isn't just some happy ending. You know, there's always another side to the story, and there's always someone who's getting their heart stomped on in a situation like this. You
and
know?
Now there's more than one of you.
Yes.
We honestly never thought about your daughter. That's, oh my God, this is awful.
Yeah, it is. It's awful.
I mean, for what it's worth, we're really sorry. Are you going to be okay? I mean, do you feel better now that you've gotten your side out?
I don't feel better, but I feel... I don't know. I mean, I'm a strong person. I'll get through it. I'm mostly just upset because of Jade and what she's going through. And I don't, you know, I've never really taken it lightly bringing someone into our lives, obviously. And I don't think any single mother does. But I'm just regretting it. So.
All right.
Thank you for calling us, Chloe. We do appreciate it. Hang on. I don't even know what to say. You know what it does? And I swear to God, I'm not trying to be flip about this. It totally changes those movies where somebody bum rushes and steals the man at the last minute and whatever. They're like, you never think about the other dude because they try to make him like a booger eater or something. So it's like, oh, he deserved it or whatever.
Not in
Chloe didn't like. They weren't meant to be together forever, but this is not, you said it. It's not a victimless crime. There's a wake. Like, I was so elated. 20 minutes ago, I was out of my brain happy for two people.
Me too.
And now I'm crushed, sad for two people.
Yeah.
Well, if you guys want to sound off at all, you know where to find us on social media and elsewhere.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.